Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you that with listening ears and opening open hearts, we would receive your engrafted word, which is able to save our souls, able to transform us into the very image of Christ. So we thank you for your word comes to us expressly. It comes to us powerfully. It comes to us swiftly. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we will continue with what we've called our summer series. As you well know, we at the beginning of this month kind of took a break from our Catalyst series, and we've just been following the lectionary readings, and it's been interesting the various things that we've been able to dig from God's word. So today, the theme is that we are looking at the word of God. So I've called it the man in the mirror. Some of you might be familiar with that phrase from a song, but I'm not singing this morning. I'm be speaking to us from the readings we've heard so far, from James and from Mark this morning. Now, God has a way of transforming us, because if you look at everything God has made, nothing actually stays the same. From the moment it comes into existence, it keeps changing form until it expires. Now, God did not intend for anything in creation to expire, as it were, but we know that the fall brought decay and corruption into the mix. So since the fall, things will exist for a time and cease to exist. But while it exists, it changes form. It starts out, in most cases, as a seed, but it doesn't remain a seed. From a seed, it becomes probably a flower or a fruit. And from that point, it could go on to becoming a tree. But at the end of it all, it changes form in its existence. We can say the same for us as human beings as well. We start off, all of us start off as babies. But the reality is we don't remain as babies. We grow and we keep changing form, from babies to toddlers to preschoolers. Before you know it, we're in tweenagers, teenagers, young adults, adults, and then we become elderly and then pass away. But we keep changing form all through our existence. And isn't it amazing that the same skin we're born with keeps stretching and stretching as we grow? As our bones develop, as our skeleton grows, our skin stretches to accommodate all that, yet never breaks, never tears. It's an amazing thing when you think about it. So we are transformed. Naturally, we are transformed. But God also intended for us to be transformed spiritually. He intended for us to be all that He intended for us to be. That word is the word potential. Potential is all that you could be, but that you are not yet. For some of you who will remember your science lessons, potential energy is when something is stationary. It has the potential to move, but it's not moving. And the moment it's set in motion, it becomes kinetic energy. So potential is something that you are able to become, but you are not yet. So if we go to the next slide. God intended us to live primarily by His word. God intended for us to live primarily by His word. If you remember the temptation of Jesus after he had been in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, the devil came to him, and the first thing the devil said is, if you really are the Son of God, why don't you turn these stones to bread? In other words, why don't you just use your powers and zap one of these stones and make it food for yourself? And Jesus knew that that wasn't the right thing to do. But Jesus' answer was very, very interesting. He said, man does not live by bread alone. Now, he's not saying man does not live by bread at all. He said, but man does not live by bread alone. In other words, our human existence is not just for food. Our human existence happens by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So just as much as we need food for our bodies, we need God's word for our spirits. We need God's word for us to be completely developed, for us to completely grow. You see, because everything that God has made is by his word. Everything that God has made is sustained by his word. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, I think, it says this. It says the worlds, the various worlds, the successive ages have been framed by the word of God. So everything we see and don't see has been made and sustained by the word of God. If you go back to the Genesis account, the very first chapter tells us how God spoke things into existence. God created by his word. So there's nothing that exists that does not exist by the power of God's word. Now, we know who we really are by his word. Your true identity, your true image, your true purpose is in the word of God. Now, we do know that the Bible is the written word of God. But you see, the Bible helps us to understand and to know the word of God. Because you see, the word of God is a person. The word of God is a person. In John chapter 1 and verse 1, it says the word of God is God. And in verse 14, he says, that word became flesh. That word became a human being and dwelt amongst us. And we know that to be Jesus. So the living word of God is a person. Because Jesus showed us what God originally intended. Everything we see that Jesus came to demonstrate is what God had been thinking before the world began. So we know who we really are by God's word. In fact, our entire life's journey is about transformation by the word of God. Our entire life's journey is to be transformed by the word of God. Now, in our reading today, James likens the word of God to a mirror. Now, for those of us who use mirrors regularly, every time you look into the mirror, you see an image. You see your image. So the mirror reflects back to you what you really, really look like. Now, you can have several fantasies of what you really look like, but the mirror will give you a true representation when you look into it. And James tells us that the word of God is like a mirror. You see, because James was writing to the church at the time, and in the church at the time that he wrote to, there were all sorts of things happening. People were acting immature. People were having arguments and fighting. They were not really loving one another like Jesus commanded us to love. They were showing favoritism. They would put the rich in very nice seats and put the poor at the back of the church. And James was writing to tackle all these irrational and human behavior that was not consistent with who we are now in Christ. So he said, look, you guys need to listen to the word, because the word of God tells us who we are, and the word of God shows us how we should live. So he said, if you're not paying attention to the word, that means it's like somebody looking into the mirror and then straight away they forget what they look like. He said, but if you listen to the word, if you hear the word, and you do what the word says to do, then you will be a blessed man. Then you'll be fruitful. Then you're not deceived. You're not acting like one who does not know. So James was writing to them to say, look, talk to the man in the mirror. Look into the word and see who you really are, and stop acting immature, and stop acting like people who have not been saved, people who have not experienced the salvation of Jesus. Wake up. Look into the word. Look into the mirror. I remember a scene from, next slide please, a scene from The Lion King. Probably many of us are familiar with the movie The Lion King, the very first part, the very first one they did. Simba had run away from home because his dad had died. And he thought he was responsible for his dad's death, Mufasa. So he escaped from home and found himself in the jungle. And there he met Timon and Pumbaa. And he became friends with them. And they reorientated Simba. And he stopped thinking of himself as a lion, to be honest. He started acting like Timon and Pumbaa. Until Rafiki the baboon came looking for him, because it was time for him to be king. And so with his encounter with Rafiki, he peered into the waters right before him, because Rafiki had said, look, your dad is not dead. He said, no, his dad. He said, no, look into the river. So he looked and he saw a reflection of himself. But as he continued to look, he saw his father's face. And then his father started to talk to him. And he said, you have what? Forgotten me. He said, Simba, you have forgotten me. He said, because you have forgotten yourself, you have forgotten me. And James is kind of telling us that we are like Simba. He was telling the church, he was like, your guys are acting like Simba. You've forgotten who you are. You need to hear the word. You need to keep looking. Because as you look, you will hear the Father speak to you. As you keep on looking, you will see who you really are. And after that encounter, Simba went back home and became the rightful king. He was transformed. Simba became transformed because he kept on looking. Next slide, please. So what is God saying to us today through the book of James? What is God saying through his word to us today? He's letting us know that we cannot change ourselves by effort. We cannot change ourselves by striving. You cannot want to be better by your own strength. Transformation only happens by looking. Isn't it strange? The most passive thing is actually the most surest way of becoming transformed. You know, a caterpillar, an ugly caterpillar, becomes a beautiful butterfly through a process called metamorphosis. It's the same word that means transformation in the Bible. In the Greek, it's the word metamorpho, where we get our word metamorphosis from. And it's the same word to mean transform, to be transformed, to change the form into the form that you really are meant to be. So if we want to be more loving, more peaceful, more joyful, more gentle, self-controlled, all the fruit of the Spirit, it comes from looking and looking and looking. You see, what we behold, we become. What we behold, we manifest. We are transformed by looking intently. You remember, Rafiki told Simba, look harder. Keep looking. As you look, you see. As we gaze deeply, we manifest that which we see. I'm going to finish this morning by sharing a quick story from the Bible. Jacob, I know, are we all familiar with Jacob, the grandson of Abraham? Jacob had been working for his uncle for about 14 years. You see, his uncle had been very dodgy with him and had manipulated his wages 10 times. And his uncle wanted him to keep working because his uncle realized that every time Jacob worked for him, he prospered. So he wanted to keep Jacob enslaved and just keep reaping and enjoying the benefits from Jacob's labor. But God sent an angel to Jacob in a dream to give him a strategy. And the strategy was that Jacob should separate all the healthy sheep and goats and give them to his uncle. They were speckled, the spotted ones. And to cut an almond, I think it was an almond branch, and put it before the animals that appeared to be weak, that he would have. And then when the animals came to feed or to drink or to mate, they would see the design on the branch before them. And as they saw that while drinking or eating or mating, they reproduced what they saw. And to make sure that there was no cheating, the distance between Laban's sheep and goats and Jacob's sheep and goats was like a 3-day journey. So imagine the distance. They were well far apart from each other. And Laban thought he had all the healthy sheep and goats. But Jacob, by divine instruction, followed what God said, and his own sheep and goats turned out to be healthier and bigger than Laban's, just because what they saw influenced what they became or what they produced. Now, if that could happen to sheep and goats, how much more us? If all they could see changed something in their DNA, so much so that they started producing according to what they were seeing and not what was in their bodies, then how much more us when we keep looking into the Word? The Word is able to change us from within. The Word is able to help us manifest who we truly and really are. So the encouragement I would like us to receive this morning is that there is nothing impossible to God, but that God has put in His Word all that we need to be all that He has intended for us to be. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for your Word. Thank you for your Word is able to make us all that you've intended for us to be. Now we know that transformation comes from your Word. Help us to be patient in looking so that we can manifest the fruit of the Spirit. so that we can manifest the life you've given us in Christ. Help us by your Spirit to keep looking. In Jesus' name, amen.